Your Victory 91.5. Good morning. It's Risenstein. It is Wednesday.
I was expecting more.
That's all I got. It's Wednesday.
Is that your Christopher Walken impression?
It was Columbo.
Pardon me, ma'am. Can I borrow that pen? Ray Haynes is here. He is our general manager. And if you have been listening to Victory 91.5 for the last few years, you know that Ray loves to come in and teach on the Jewish feasts, mm-hmm. and teach on the Jewish holidays. He'll be preaching on this tonight at the church at War Hill in Dawsonville. But today, this is probably the most anticipated teaching for us, because last year when you were in teaching on Rosh Hashanah, you taught on the year 5777 being a year of war, a year of conflict.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just a little prep.
Now we have an opportunity to go into a new year to taste the sweetness of the new year. So here we go. Good morning. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. It's Rosh Hashanah, beginning tonight, the Jewish New Year.
It is, and it is going to be nice to go from the 7s to 7, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a lot of people that go, I don't know. Some people don't like change. Change is just uncomfortable. So mm-hmm. we were going to look at some of the ways that God works through change and how he works in his life and how we can trust him. Mm-hmm. So as we talk about change, because that's the meaning of the number 8. But so we're right now, this is the last day, the eve of the New Year of 5778. The words Rosh Hashanah is really Rosh and Shana. It just really means head of the year. That's it. It's really not really deep or profound. But basically the head or the beginning, the New Year's Day for creation, if you will. It's called the Feast of Trumpets for a couple of reasons. It's the anniversary of the sixth day of creation. This is literally it. Like right now, we're here this morning. It was the fifth day still. So mm-hmm. God's making all the birds and all the fishes and sharks for some reason. I have no idea why he did that. But he's creating all these animals. And then at nightfall tonight, it begins the sixth day. And he creates all the land animals. And he creates Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. So just very cool as you kind of walk back through it this week. Kind of think back where you've been. So all the fish and stuff are today. Then yesterday he made all the stars and the sun and the moon. Day before that, the land and vegetation, light and darkness separated. And Friday, Saturday, going backwards here to last week, was when he literally said, "Let there be light." Mm. And there was light. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cool thing the reason we love to look back is it's just, you know, New Year's Day comes, you go, Happy New Year, but that's pretty much it. Nothing significant happens, you know. But this, let there be light, yeah.
No, this year we said 31 to nothing.
I stand corrected. There was something very
just
exciting
in case, New Just
Year's.
In case our friend Paul's listening.
So, you know, it's funny. I was looking at January 1st because I think sometimes, you know, we talk about the Jewish New Year, Hebrew New Year, the Biblical New Year, and I'm thinking, there's got to be a lot of people that go, wait, it's not even close to January. How did this happen? And so I actually went back to do a little bit of study on New Year's and on January 1st and just historically how it all worked. And I actually was kind of shocked. It turns out that's a relatively new concept. It's not been something in the world a whole lot of years. Mm-hmm. Going back through history, the early calendars, apart from the biblical calendar, was a guy named Romulus, about 70 BC, mm-hmm. which was about the time the northern kingdom of Israel was taken into captivity, just to kind of put you on a map mm-hmm. there.
Sure.
So, and he started the year, these calendars, but it was only 10 months. So about 304 days. And I know you're thinking, what in the world? But the 61 days, they ignored January and February. They didn't create it because it was winter and they didn't care. So that was their response to winter. We don't believe it's coming. We don't even put you on our calendar. So, and that went on for about 700 years or so. Mm-hmm. And Julius Caesar, 46 BC, came out with the Julian calendar. Oddly enough, he was killed the next year. So I'm not sure if, you know, it was just a bad response to the Julian calendar. But I did note that beware the Ides of March, right? Mm-hmm. And throughout history, the new year began in March. Mm. So Could be just a little take on history, but just my thought. So the weird thing here is going all the way back to Romulus. Our calendars right now, we are in the month of September, which is the ninth month. Then October the 10th, November 11th, December 12th. You studied Latin, right?
I did.
So what is the number 7 in Latin? Do you remember? Okay, so you and apparently everyone else too, because for 2,700 years we've been using the number for 7 is septum, September.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And octo is 8, mm-hmm. Novum is 9, decim like decimeter is 10.
If you give me a minute to think about it.
Well, you know, they throw you out for a reason.
Yeah. Unos, hey, duos, tres. I mean, it's very, very close to
Spanish.
Cuatro. Cuatro.
See? Yeah. And they actually called the fifth month that as well, Cuatro. So the weird thing here is all these years later, we're at the ninth month and we've named it 7.
Mm.
Nobody's changed it. All these years, going all the way back to this weird calendar that we don't use anymore. But so most folks were celebrating New Year's all the way up into 1752. The British Empire was still going with March. They were using the Julian calendar, and they decided that was the year they were going to switch to the Gregorian calendar. And that was where my history lesson went, what? So they decide to do it, but the calendar's off by 11 days. In order to go to Gregorian, Gregorian calendar, they have to lose 11 days to match the calendars up. So in September of 1752, there was September 2nd and September 14th. The rest were all gone. And it caused riots around the British Empire because they believed the government had shortened their lives by 11 days.
Huh.
Little trivia, I didn't think you were going to learn on Rosh Hashanah.
No.
Ba-bam!
I'll take that for 400, Alex.
And while you're at it, another little historical note. 1752 was the year Benjamin Franklin was out flying his kite, and because he wanted to prove electricity and lightning were the same thing. So, couple little pieces there for you. But while we're on, and Benjamin, do you know what else he did in 1752?
Invented the cheesesteak.
Correct. No. He came up with the idea for the first hospital, and it opened Pennsylvania Hospital in 1752. The guy was brilliant. I mean, he has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, but by golly, he was a brilliant guy. So it's interesting when you go back through time. When Julius Caesar came along, he created the Julian calendar. He decreed January 1st is going to be the new year. But in the 500s, Christians said, you know, they were partying, bringing in the new year. And they said, no way. They switched and started celebrating on Christmas Day. Good day to begin a new year. And it eventually worked its way back to March. And so right before the Revolutionary War, that's when it all kind of shifted. So it's not it's a real old concept. So just that's a little piece of side knowledge for you as you go through your day thinking you're celebrating the new year. Well, it turns out you can celebrate it any time you want to in history.
Well, those framers, they partied in Philadelphia, that no doubt.
Apparently, So there's lots of calendars, and this is the ninth month, but for most of history, you think of March as the beginning, added January and February, and so still a little weird stuff on the calendar going on there. But the bigger thing is nothing, absolutely nothing really happens in the spirit realm on January 1st. But Rosh Hashanah is built in by God, who created all things. And through this language of Hebrew and Aramaic, these numbers and words and letters all hold meaning together. And so things actually shift. Mm-hmm. So tonight there will be a shift. Mm-hmm. And we can anticipate what that's going to look like. And coming up next, we'll talk about discovering our purpose.
Rosh Hashanah 2017 with Ray Haynes here on Rise and Stein. What year did Benjamin Franklin invent the soft pretzel?
That did not make it into my notes.
I'm Kevin Herbert of Herbert Automotive. Our family of